Okay, you can run, but you can't hide. We are in day 36. Hang in there, everyone. We're getting closer and closer to completing this 40-day challenge. This is one of my favorite chapters, and it speaks about the klal, the Jewish principle of Kol Yisrael Arevim Zeh Bazeh, that all Jews are responsible one for the next. And it also speaks about our responsibility to our non-Jewish neighbors as well. I'll get to that in a second. But the responsibility to a fellow Jew is spoken of in Vayikra Rabba, which is the Midrash, the important part of rabbinic literature, called the Medrash, that speaks of men and women aboard a boat frantically looking for the cause of a sinking ship. And finally, they find one of the passengers who's, for some crazy reasons, drilling a hole in the floor of his room. And then the other passenger's screaming, like, dude, what are you doing? And he says, why do you care? I'm just drilling under my seat and in my cabin. Why should it affect you? And the rabbis in the Medrash are making a very, very important point, is that we think sometimes that we're islands to ourselves, but everything we do affects each other. And we are all each other's responsibility. Kol Yisrael Arevim Zeh Bazeh. And the question is, what's going on Yom Kippur in terms of this? Because Yom Kippur is this day of very personal introspection. We're trying to obtain and secure forgiveness for our own sins and transgressions and get a fresh new slate. But in the Mincha service of Yom Kippur, we read from Sefer Yonah, which is the book about the biblical prophet Jonah. And in the story that we read, God comes to Yonah and tells him to travel to the city of Nineveh. And the city of Nineveh is not a Jewish town. There are no Jews in this town. And he goes and he tells them that I want you to get them to repent of their corrupt ways. And God wants Jonah to embark on this long journey, basically to help this non-Jewish city improve its ethical conduct. Now, of course, Yonah is not interested in the mission. He doesn't want to take responsibility. He flees to a place called Tarshish, which is in the opposite direction. And when that isn't far enough, he boards a boat to sail across the Mediterranean. God keeps following Yonah, continually reminding him of his responsibility to improve the conduct of the people of Nineveh. And if you remember this part, this is a very famous part of the story. The prophet gets thrown overboard. He's swallowed up by this giant fish. Maybe it's a whale. That's where you get all the Judaica, you know, of Jonah and the whale. But anyway, he refuses to get involved. He's stubborn. And, you know, that's where I got the title for this chapter. You know, you can run, but you can't hide. You know, we all have some sort of responsibility we know we're supposed to take, but we have this urge to escape. We want to run in the opposite direction. But deep down, we know we're created for a higher purpose. And ultimately, that purpose catches up with us eventually. You can run, but you can't hide. But the larger theme really has to do with our responsibility. First, to our fellow Jew, and there's more of a specific obligation of ochech tochech, of reproving our neighbor, of making sure that our fellow Jew is living a certain kind of lifestyle. But, you know, we even have some level of responsibility to our non-Jewish neighbors as well, not to get them to keep Torah and mitzvot, but to live a basic ethical lifestyle, to follow what we call the Shiva Mitzvot B'nei Noach. I didn't put that in the chapter. That's a little addition, that there are seven Noachide laws of basic ethics and morality. And according to many rabbis, it is our responsibility as Jews to get the entire non-Jewish world to follow in those seven basic Noachide laws of believing in a one and only God, not blaspheming God's name, not involved in theft, in Eiver Menachai, in ripping the limb off a living animal. You know, basic laws of ethics and morality. And it should bother us if people around us are not living this kind of life. Now, this kind of responsibility that we feel we have, A, to our fellow Jew, and B, to our fellow non-Jew, you know, it sort of runs counter to the more laissez-faire attitude that we usually have when it comes to other people's lives. You know, the motto that we have in our society is live and let live. You do you, and I'll do me. And religion is seen as a very personal matter, and it's not our place to interfere with other people's lives, right? It's a big turnoff. Even to many of my students, you know, when I teach a course in outreach, and a lot of my students are like, what do you mean? You know, it's I'll do what I do and they do what they do. And we don't want to come off as judgmental or holier than thou, but, you know, think of your fellow Jew at least as your brother or sister. Would you be okay with your brother or sister just doing whatever the heck they pleased and you feel like it's not good for them? Or God forbid they're doing something destructive and you're not going to say anything because live and let live, you do you and I do me. That shows a lack of caring. So, you know, of course, we shouldn't meddle in other people's business. We have to do it in a sensitive way and can't impose your religion upon someone else, obviously. But if you think that Judaism is making your life better and it can make your friend's life better, then We have a responsibility to try in a strategic, subtle kind of way to inspire them a little more towards greater Yiddishkeit. And the same goes for our fellow non-Jews, not on the mitzvah level, but at least on the basic ethic and morality level. We shouldn't just let the world go to pot around us because, that's those non-Jews and we're Jewish, we're holy and they're not. That's not our attitude. We believe everyone is created in the image of God, and the Jew is there to bring the Torah and ethics and morality and God to all of humanity. So we've got to do something, and that's something we're supposed to think about, Rabbi Soloveitchik said, on Yom Kippur, because we're reading the book of Yonah, which has to do with the non-Jewish city of Nineveh. Why would our sages tell us to read that book? It's not even about getting Jews to live a better life. It's about getting non-Jews to live a better life. We're supposed to be thinking about everyone, and in our own small way, even if just to model a certain behavior when we go to work, around other people who are maybe less observant or not observant at all, or maybe not Jewish at all, and we're living a life of Torah and mitzvot, not to impose it on other people, to be inspirational to other people, so that hopefully our lives that we are living could also inspire others.